Wow, let's talk about it. So we've got a question here. This is my coaching group from durinrod.com. If you want one-on-one coaching, join the group. It's custom coaching for where you're at. This is a question here. It's a weight loss question. So we have a lad here. I'll read it out. We've got he's plateaued with his weight. He's 115 kilos. He's he's got 119. Again, he's weighing himself. I don't really recommend weighing yourself. This advice goes for men and women. This is not just I'm answering this question here for all of you out there who have weight loss questions. All right, so it's not just for this individual. It's very, very common situation. So he is asking. He's feeling frustrated that he's not losing the weight. His weight isn't going down as fast as he wanted. He's 185 centimeters. That's about 6'1". I'm a bit shorter than that. I'm 6 foot 183. I'm around 75 kilos enhanced. Or I'm about 65 kilos full netty bra on my rice, sugar, fruit lifestyle. So when I see someone who's 119 kilos and around the same height as me, I'm like, I don't see rice, sugar, and fruits because that stuff just makes you emaciated long-term. But we have to factor in, all right? This goes for anyone, not just this person. Goes for everyone. If you've... We did a bit of a deep dive into the thing, and he did go through a period where he only ate what he thought he should eat versus what he really wanted to eat in terms of volume and carbohydrate content, etc. So we could call that starvation, we could call that carb restriction, we could call it calorie restriction, we could call it calories in, calories out, Craig Duchesne sort of mindset. It just isn't sustainable. It makes you just, you're going to break down eventually endocrine-wise or metabolic-wise or, you know, hormone-wise, insulin resistance. It's just, you can't sustain it. You can't, it's a credit card weight loss. It's credit card weight loss. It's like going on a holiday. I'm on the holiday. I've got my credit card. I'm flexing. I'm flossing. It's all good. You're going to have to pay it back at one time. And you can go default on your credit cards. You can do that. But you can't go default on your metabolism. You can't go default on your thyroid. Thyroid's going to be knocking. All right. We're going to gain some weight now because you've been thrashing us out. So that's what happens. There's people's thyroids get knocked around. Estrogen can go up. SHBG can go up when you carb restrict. It's just, it's really, really a bad thing to do. Never do calories in, calories out because it will bite you in the bum at some point. And then in the meantime, your mood just tanks. So this person as well, he is an athlete. He does martial arts, trains jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai. But he says he's got close to zero motivation because of the weight. That's interesting. I found the higher your weight, the more you can do because your body's got reserves. And now I found when I'm if I'm like 62 or 59 kilos at 6 foot, the motivation, it really goes out the door there. So 119 kilos, man, if I was 119 kilos, I would feel very motivated because I've got like all this extra reserves to just burn through, shred through. So I'll be smashing the carbs and smashing out the door and just working hard in my daily life, riding my bike to work, walking, just using my body and enjoying the ability to actually move. And this is where we've got to have, anyone, me, you, the person wrote the question, all of us, we have to have an attitude of gratitude. The fact that we can still walk or run or swim or do Muay Thai or jiu-jitsu or ride a bike or use a wheelchair just to be able to move, just to be alive, all right? That's what we've got to focus on. Now people go, oh, man, it doesn't matter what weight you are. It doesn't matter what weight you are, how good you look or whatever you don't look or whatever. It does, none of that matters if you don't have gratitude. I went out on a date one time back in the day with this chick who was smoking hot. Now, you've seen my videos out there. I've got a... You know, so I don't know how I'd get it, but I get a lot of hot women in my life. This chick was smoking hot. We walked in the restaurant, everyone's just like, what's she doing with him? You know? and I was thinking, yeah, I'm the man. And anyway, we talking and that. She hardly ate anything. I was like, okay, she's got an ED. And then I could just tell by her vibe. I was like, oh, she's just coffee. And I'm just like, oh. And then we get back to her house and, you know, it was like not what I expected. At all, it was disappointing, you know, and hey, maybe she thought I was disappointing, but her vibe was really low. She was whinging about, oh, it was just like, oh my god. You know, I had such expectation. You know, I had that reptile brain trigger, but the reality was just so different, right? This woman had no gratitude. And, you know what I mean? She had all these assets, but she was starving herself, and she's just running on stims, and God knows what else was going on, but I felt sorry for her, you know? I went from being attracted to feeling really sorry for her, and that just killed any libido I had or any pursuit to continue anything with her, because I was just like, this person's got a lot of work to do, and I'm not that in that position in my life to go through that with her, you know? So there, that was really, really insightful, really insightful. And then I now realize why she was single, you know, because who's going to want to put time into that? I mean, guys want to tap it, but then they realize what's come with it. And they're like, ah, oh, see you later. So that's what I mean. A lot of girls out there starting themselves, guys out there starting themselves, and they might look fantastic. Some of them do look fantastic, but just spend a bit of time with them once they come down from the drugs or whatever, and you're like, oh man, like, where's the fire escape? You know? It kills the vibe because you're like, wow, this person looks so confident, but they're not. They're a mess. They're an absolute mess. What I've found, the people who often look the best are the most messed up in the head because they have this self-hate. Now, I'm not saying this is the person we're talking about in this question here. I'm just saying this is in general. They have this self-hate unless they're a certain percent of body fat, you know, a certain shape, or they're just not happy. And their vibe just, oh, my God. The vibe just gets crushed. They walk into the room and they're like, wow. And then they talk or you feel them for a bit. They're like, oh my God, you're just mad depressed. You know what I mean? You don't have gratitude. It's just like, it's a letdown. It's like going for driving a Ferrari, of driven a Ferrari. It's like, yeah, the motor's revving and you're getting all buzzed up. And then the battery conks out or something happens. You know, we get pulled over for a speeding ticket and it quickly just like de-escalates the whole vibe. You're like, oh, actually, Ferrari isn't as fun as I thought. You got to wait for it to get scratched. The cop's on you. You know, it's just, you know, and so then you have that reality going on. So our friend here has close to zero motivation to train because he's judging himself because of his weight or whatever. Hey, but hey, maybe his thyroid is totally tanked because he did whatever in the past. We don't know. I'm just speculating here, you know, but let's talk about motivation. Motivation can be your hormones are just trashed. You've just crashed your HPO axis. Maybe you're a woman, you're on the pill, you've crashed your HPO axis, your hypothalamus pituitary ovarian axis, you've crashed it. And then you've crashed, in some cases, your HPA axis, your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, you've crashed that. And your motivation's just done. You're just like, you've done all your caffeine, your Phentom, your Ritalin, your Adderall, your thyroid, your T3, T4, your thyroxine meds, you use hormones, the corticosteroids, Kenacor, the testosterone esters or progesterone esters, and you've just crashed yourself, abused yourself, clenbuterol, 1 meal a day, intermittent fasting, keto, fingers down your throat, all sorts of craziness, you know, real just self-destructive stuff, abusive to the body. And now it's just, you're full of, I'm stopping that. Your weight's going to go up, people. Your weight's going to go right up. Now, if you follow my template, there's a ceiling there. You've got a ceiling. You will not. You can't go past because white rice, sugar, fruit, a bit of soy milk, cereal, that stuff is a very low anabolic. All right? Anabolic meaning weight gain. And then if you got, that's why people who follow my advice, when they hit the ceiling for metabolic rebound, they hit a ceiling. You know, they don't go past that. Have you ever seen someone from high school who was really slim and now they're like 200 kilos or 150 kilos? I've seen them. I've known them. Because when they rebounded, they didn't go do Dura-Rider protocol or, you know, Isan Thai style rice and veggies and sugar. They went full carnivore, meat is good, dairy is great for yourself. And they just, that's how you become my 600-pound life. You have to have the animal products. And so this person's 119 on my protocol, which I don't believe it. And that's not me being disrespectful. I've just never seen someone get 119 kilos, but on rice and fruit, it's like, you know, it's just, and I've coached thousands of people and I've had girlfriends of metabolic rebound and stuff. And that's, you know, 119 is pretty heavy for 6'1". But again, I would say there's a bit of oil going, there's a bit of extras going in there. That's my assumption. Unless this person, I could be an outlier, could be the first person ever. Maybe he's just abused himself really, really hard. Who knows? Maybe there's SSRI medications going on. There's certain medications. There's Cushing syndrome from certain things. So, but, you know, I would love to body swap with someone. I wish. People say, hey, Harley, I'm 150 kilos. I'm 6 foot. Let's body swap for a year. And I'm like, mate, I would love that. I would kill for, no, I wouldn't kill for it. That's not nice. I would lovingly kill to be a 150 kilo obese person. I would love that. Can you imagine how viral I could go? You know what I mean? I would love that. You know, I can't get beyond 75 kilos, you know, eating as much KFC vegan fries or vegan fatty burgers and fat. I can't get past 75 kilos natty with, you know, with hormones for sure. But you know what I mean? Like 150 kilos or 120 kilos. I would love to be able to do that. The transformation. I would have to break my vegan life to go beyond that or take a crap ton of anabolics, you know? Or maybe what I could do if I wanted to become, you know, heavier, I could do a water fast for 2 weeks, 230 days. I couldn't. I can't starve myself. But hypothetically, I could do that. And then I would rebound like a mofo. I'd probably go to 90 kilos of, you know, and be quite puffy and stuff. And then, but that would be really hard to lose weight over time because when you water fast, man, that fists you for years, you know. I would rather be, you know, 150 kilo at someone's, you know, set points, max ceiling, adaptive thermogenesis, post-starvation, obesity ceiling. I'd rather be there and then be able to go, we're going to go back down. What we're going to do? We're going to go rice. We're going to go sugar. We're going to go fruit. We're going to walk. We're going to ride. We're going to bang. We're going to get stuff done. We're not going to sit in the corner, tearing our little eyes out, people, boys and girls. We're going to get out there and have gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, and get it done. Right? We're not going to be abusing stims. We're not going to be like, coffee, eating's cheating. No. We're going to carb up and we're going to get out there and go and give it some. And we're going to train smarter versus hard. We're not going to be Biggest Loser busting Achilles heel because you're doing sprints down the track. We're going to do low impact sports. We're going to, you know, we're going to do things. We're going to give people and our family massage. We're going to burn calories by getting fitter, by giving more. We're not going to sit in a treadmill just like 3, 4, 5. Oh, this sucks. You know, we're going to be productive and get things done. We're going to ravage our girlfriends or boyfriends. We're going to give to people around us who matter. We're not going to sit in the corner down the vibe, be vibe downers. So that's what I'd be doing if I could. I mean, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Body swapping. I would be viral as heck. I've got over 500 million views on YouTube. Can you imagine that? Oh, man. We'd go 500 billion views. I would love that. And I would hand people back so fit, so slim, such, you know, mental perspective shifts. You know, and their boyfriends or girlfriends would be like, oh my God, wow, what did you do? And you know what would happen? That stuff would all up again. Because they haven't got the attitude of gratitude back. You know, they don't have that mental, like, appreciation. And hopefully they do, but I'm just being devil's advocate. That's what really matters, people. You know, that's what matters. It doesn't matter about your weight. What matters is your vibe, your confidence. Number one thing women love in men, confidence. Number one thing women hate in men, they're attracted to, insecurity. Insecurity. Violence, yeah. Insecurity, number one. That's what women just despise. That's what makes them dry up like the Sahara. You know, you can have an Amazon rainfall, just Sahara, you know, 0% humidity down there. Just insecurity, beatenness. That's like, oh man. And for a guy as well, nothing makes me more, my 7 inches more limp than insecurity, just like self-hatred. I'm just like, oh, that's just like, blah, blah. You know, it's like putting a salt shaker, a whole salt shaker in your banana smoothie. You're having a sip. You're like, whoa, man, that was good before. Now what have you done? What have you done? What have you done to the vibe, boys and girls? You know, so that insecurity, that self-judgment. Oh, man, I'm going to get the kill. It's like, nah. Now, as a coach, it's okay in my group and stuff. You know, this is what I'm paying to do. It's what I love to do. But if you're married to someone who's like that, it's just like, oh man, what did you sign up, you know? So this is my job. People tell me, people tell me that their issues, that's what we're paid to do here, so I love to do. And it's what this video is about, people. Vibe check, all right? Vibe check. It doesn't matter what you weigh, all right? It doesn't matter. As long as you're healthy, that's what matters. As long as you use your energy. It's better to be a bit overweight or a lot overweight and have energy and vibe, good vibe, than be a bit underweight and be a total nut job to be around. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I've been there with, you know, people in my life, friends or lovers, whoever. It's always better to be a little bit overweight and the happy, merry-go-lucky person, gratitude, than be a little bit, than maybe look the part, razor lean, super tight, thigh gap or whatever, and be a total nut job, right? Total nut job. Ideally, what you would like is someone who's looking healthy, fit, toned, active, and has great personality. But personality is always number one. Always number one. That's why I tell people, this is the way you do things. Calories in, calories out. Greg Duchesne means well, but it's totally wrong. You sacrifice your mood. Dieting? Me and Natasha laugh for that. Like, we're eating our dinner every night, white rice, pastas, low-fat pizzas. And I'm just thinking, man, how do people skip dinner and just eat, like, lettuce or something like that? Or a protein bar? Like, what? Take a phenamine pill or a sleeping pill and just, like, man, like, that's not living. That's dying. That's dying. I want to lose weight. I get tight, man. You don't even improve of yourself, people. People out there who are doing these crazy things, you don't even approve of yourself. How are people going to approve of you if at the end of the day, you don't even approve of yourself? And they'll smell that. They'll feel that essence. Right? You'll feel that lack of confidence, that insecurity. And it's like, oh, you know, you feel it. It's like, oh, it just lowers the vibe, man. It lowers the vibe. It lowers the vibe, people. So that's what you got to do. You have attitude of gratitude. You have to be consistent as well, people. Understand that certain medications out there cause massive weight gain or prevent your fitness levels from going next level. Okay, so talk with your doctor or ideally do your own homework, you know. Read the consumer medical information data sheets on any medication you're taking. What's the side effects? Have a bit of a Google. Have a bit of a read. Turn off the TV. Pick up the educational material. Study it. Read it. Learn more about stuff. Read it again and again and again. Because sometimes you read something, you know, pick it up. Then you read it again. Or the 10th time, you're like, that makes sense. I'd do some blood tests. Check your thyroid out. Check your estrogen or your testosterone, your 3-testosterone, your SHBG, people. I find all these things settle down over time on my protocol, you know, especially PCOS, things like that. But yeah, people have been doing the contraceptive pill or starving diets for a while. The longer you've abused your metabolism, the longer it's going to take for you to reset and go back to normal, back to what you should be, what you could be. And people often go, well, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. I'm a get it done person. I'm going to get it done. And then they just keep back on the shortcuts, keep going on the mental health decline. And some people never learn. They never learn. They just always calories in, calories out. And in the meantime, they're just a nut job to be around. The family members are like, oh, man, we've got to go to grandma's or auntie or Jane's or Jack's or whatever, blah, 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 or Jimmy or, you know, whoever name comes up. Like, you know, the vibe's bad, you know. It's just, there's nothing worse than being around. Well, there's plenty of things worse, but, you know, in terms of relationship or friendship, being around someone who's, like, not liking how they look, and then they're like, yeah, just be the frumpiness. It's like, ooh. I can be around it if I'm getting paid to be there, but in real life, I don't want to be there. I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be there. And I've had plenty of women in my life, been very fortunate, very lucky, some amazing women, but some of them were just so critical of their physiques, and they didn't need to be, you know? And even if they did need to be, they didn't need to personify it so much. You know, like, who cares if you, whatever, just enjoy your life. You got have gratitude and train and eat well and keep eating low fat and just things will take care of itself. But the daily misery of like judgment and scales and looking in the mirror and pinching ourselves and I got a little bit of body, but it was just like, oh man, a little bit of tub chubs and just that, you know, not being able to laugh about it. Just like, it's disgusting. Now, say that in a nice way. I want to give you, the people out there, some real insight into what it's like. It's disgusting. It's a turn off. It's a bit like, it's like not wiping your bum after you go to the toilet, you know, and then smudging it on the sofa. It's just, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm about to get a bit graphic because it's just, that's how it is. It's just, hopefully that sticks in your head, that vision. That's what it's like when you're being insecure around people who find you attractive or who like hanging around you. A friend or whatever, or family members. When you're being insecure, that's what it's like. It's like a dog doing a turd on the carpet, and everyone walks it through the carpet. And it's just like this pile of dog doo-doo just mashed in like a smashed avocado at a pretentious cafe, just all over the carpet, right? And everyone's got to, oh, it's that stench. Oh, it's in the bedroom. Oh, it's in the lounge. Oh, it's in the freaking it's everywhere. It just kills the vibe of the whole house. Yeah, imagine that Christmas morning, everyone's opening presents up, then the Labrador, the Golden Retriever, bouncer just lays a big cable, kids will run it through accidentally, and you know, it just ruins the Christmas morning, then it stenches in, Christmas lunch, Christmas dinner, it's just like, ugh. That's what it's like to be around someone who has insecurity or jealous, it's just, ugh. All right, it's emotional dog doo-doo fragrance-wise, all right, so just people, suck it up, shift the focus, focus on your life, focus on what you want to get done in life. Stop weighing yourself and just criticizing yourself, stuff like that. Like, if you've got goals to get fitter, cool, that's fantastic. But don't do it because you're like, oh, I don't like myself. I'm trying to improve myself. If you don't love yourself now, you'll never love yourself, people. If you don't like yourself now, you'll never like yourself. Because if you're relying on certain conditions to like yourself, well, if I'm 5% body fat or 20% body fat, or I've got this girlfriend or this boyfriend, then I can like myself. Or my kids like behave like this, then I can be happy. You're putting your happiness on a condition there. You gotta be unconditionally happy, and only then can you really enjoy your life. And I don't know about you, but for me, life's not about what you weigh. It's about enjoying yourself and being a good person and raising the vibe. That's what life's about. The purpose of life is to be happy, and that happiness inspires you to take action. Okay, wow, I'm working up today, and I'm 150 kilos, but I've got arms, got legs. I'm gonna go walk to the shops. I'm not gonna drive my car. Cool, you know. I'm not going to, I'm a fat sucker. I'm going to walk. I'm just, you're disgusting. You're just a fat. No. That's not the one. Self-hate never made anyone better, all right? And self-hate never made any relationship more memorable. It destroys people. That's what it does, okay? So have self-love, have gratitude, get out there, do what I would do, all right? If you're in doubt, what would you and I do? Do that, okay? And just don't listen to anybody else but me. That sounds super cultish, but it's so true. If you want my results, do what I'm doing, you know, and maybe you don't want to be as skinny, scrawny as I am, okay? Then just stop once you get to a certain weight and then do something else. But people, just don't, why would you, if you want to go north, go north. I'll give you the compass, give you the direction. Just don't listen to anyone else. Otherwise, you're going to go east and south and west and down the gully and then the river and then the dogs chase you and the hyenas are biting your ankles. Just, you're going to waste your time. All right. There's so much to do in life. You don't have time to waste taking wrong advice and people who are sincere but sincerely wrong, or sincerely out there to scheme, rip you off with BS that just appeals to telling you things, good things about your bad habits or your the moment of where you're like, I want stuff now. And then they appeal to that. Nonsense that you can change your whole metabolism, physique in like 2 weeks or a few months, whatever. I mean, some people can because they're pretty close to it, but you know what I'm saying? Shortcuts. There's no shortcuts. There's only the right way. When it comes to metabolic function, there's the right way. And the right way is my way. My way or the highway. Carb up. We'll see you on the road. And just lastly, all right, just lastly, maybe sound a bit arrogant for some people. My way or the highway. It's true though. Does it sound good to you to live from a place of gratitude, the way you enjoy every day? You would choose to enjoy the moment. You choose to focus on gratitude versus, you choose to enjoy what you've got, appreciate what you've got, versus constantly strive for something else, trying to chase happiness. Maybe read a bit of Buddhism or whatever. Just enjoy the moment, right? Yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Right here, right now is a gift. That's why I call it the present, right? When you have that mentality, that's when life starts. A human only has two lives. The second life begins when you realize you only have one life. Think about it. Right? You're going to go through every day starving yourself, being a grumpy mofo, or you're going to carb up, relax out, work hard, sleep hard, play hard, give hard, learn hard, and be hard. Your choice.